situation to a new situation. I don't think we're going to be turning the oil and the gas off as soon as this happens.
I hope not too, because it's easier to cook on a gas stove than it is electric.
Well, here's one of the things that I have
done. Have electric.
Rare earth minerals is going to be something that's not, we're not getting rid of, right? Because a lot of the new technologies will be using the rare earth minerals. The rare earth minerals are in oil, right? And we've got some technologies to start separating out those rare earth minerals out of the oil. So we're going to still continue to bring the oil out of the ground, but maybe it's just going to be repurposed and retooled and turned into something else.
All right. Okay, let's have an update. Anybody? New information? Anybody?
Who's going first?
Don't be biting. Go ahead.
Dude, Steve.
Okay.
You're loaded.
So, I don't know if you guys saw Mark Z this morning. And then, like, Snake and all of them are pretty much saying the same information, that bonds were supposed to start over the next 3 to 6 days, like they were saying. So Mark Z this morning said he had actually, he's part of two different church groups, and the church groups are already SKR'd and they're in tier 4A. And they got emailed last night stating that it looked like their SKRs were going to be liquid Sunday night or early Monday morning. And with Mark's like, that would mean the bonds in tier three have to go before tier 4A. So I then reached out to Adam Ocala because he's got his treasury contact there. And I just said, hey, Ed, I'm hearing we are even closer, sounding like this could start in the next couple of days. Are you hearing the same things? And his reply was, I am waiting on confirmation. So it's all sounding very
positive. But 4A has to go before us, right?
Yes. Yeah, but it's looking like it's all lining up, as Gio has always said, to be kind of a shotgun Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know, with the bonds going, the 4A going, and then maybe we get notified Sunday night.
Or Monday night.
Find out soon enough, right?
We're good. Any one of those days is good.
Hey, they can push the button right now and I'd be happy. I don't care if it's Sunday night or Monday night, or I don't care.
Yeah.
Just push the button.
Exactly.
Hey, we could be ready in under 15 minutes. So,
yeah.
We're waiting so long.
I don't care about being wrong. I just want the button pushed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other new info? LJ, so you have anything?
Let me support what Steve just said on this. So,
Hey, yay.
All right. So you know how I have that treasury guy and he stopped talking to me. Well, I sent, no, I don't know if you can see this emoji. It was a throw up one because I told him earlier, if this thing doesn't go soon, I'm going to be puking up. And he said, I'll be right next to you. So, he goes, what's wrong? I said, still waiting and praying. Business is running out of cash, trying to find new customers. He said, well, this was on Thursday, by the way. Yesterday, we had three banks, two in the U.S., one outside of the country that didn't want to go from the SWIFT to the GFS system. So the military went in and took their gold back and told them to be quiet. All banks were supposed to have been done by Monday. So this was on Thursday, there were three out there. So we had to wait. He put weight on those lazy American people. So now that we got that problem out of the way, we're going to try and get Nasera out. And on Friday, see if we can get emails out for Saturday people and make their appointments for Monday. Let's pray everything happens. So I didn't hear anything. So the next day, being bold, I said, no news? And he wrote, very good news. next week is going to be a great week, so just hold on a little bit longer. I said, we're holding.
got no choice on that one.
It's kind of like, can I pay you Tuesday for a burger today?
Yeah.
But he said, right?
So he finished it up by saying, I could tell you, but then I'm in trouble. So hold on. We're looking good. Mark Z and others just can't tell you guys the date and time. We all know what it is. Trust us, it's close.
So that's good news.
I said, thanks, and he gave me a thumbs up. But
that feels good.
Yeah, it all started with that puke emoji, and I got him talking again. So
good.
You gotta puke more often, LJ. Keep puking and
Puking, please.
Next time I'm gonna, it resonates. I'll just puke and have Janie film it and send it to him.
Whatever it takes, LJ. Whatever it takes.
All right. Yummy.
But it is consistent with what Steve heard too. So
Okay. I just have one comment. Okay. I'm not one to rain on anybody's parade. Okay. But we've always been told that nobody knows what the date is. So I'm a little bit suspect about that one.
Could be. Remember, he's a paymaster on tier 3. So he may be assuming once that goes. And I did read something on Telegram that pretty much indicated that paymasters had their money for tier 3 to pay out. So yeah, I don't know where that came from. So
I heard that too, LJ, that they actually had the money, but they hadn't been given permission to distribute that money.
To distribute it, yeah.
So let's keep our fingers crossed, because as I said here, I'm running out of money in my company. And the next thing is I'm going to have Jamie do work for free or something. But
all we can do is keep our vibration up.
It just yesterday that I sent you a message, Luna, that I got a phone call from the Air Force base in Colorado Springs, and it went straight to voicemail because the number wasn't in my contact list. And I'm like, oh man, I gotta talk to George Luna. What the hell is that? I don't know. There was no message. I didn't call him back. Because in the back of my head, I thought, well, anybody can key in an ID, you know, what the heck is that? But I did go to the website. I searched the number. The number's definitely from the Air Force base because of there were too many similarities. I'm hopeful. I don't think it's a coincidence. I'm not psychic enough to, you know, divinate what the heck that was.
They're just testing to see if you're paying attention.
I was paying attention. I'm like, holy shit.
You don't think they're asking you to go to Russia, do you?
They're just teasing you. Their redemption agent is cluing in on this right now, and they're going, yep, she got it. She got the message.
I think I better bring my little orange folder with me to Iowa when I go there this next week for a funeral. You never know.
Recommend it.
Morgane, is that where you think you're going to be redeeming?
In Iowa? No. But Colorado Springs?
No.
Colorado Springs.
Military base.
In that base. The military base.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why you got excited.
Uh-huh. Because that's what I had been told long ago. But the only other option would be probably New Mexico. But Colorado Springs is the closest.
Yeah. I think that was a sign from your mom that we're really close.
I just got angel bumps when you said that. And you know,
this is laying with me.
This is terrible to say, but now that my mother
has some time with you,
I don't have to hide my tattoo anymore. I haven't talked about it online because I thought, oh, my brothers are going to tell my mom. She's just going to have a fit.
Yeah. She knew you'd pay attention and you'd know what it means, right?
Yeah.
That you would know what it means if it comes from. That's why I said, is that where you were going to redeem?
Because yes.
That's excellent. That's good. Good. One more piece of the puzzle.
Yep.
Right? Any more new information at all? Anyone? Okay, let's take some questions if there are any. Any questions from anyone? Don't be shy. If you have a question, don't be shy.
I have a question for a friend. I have a friend near Montreal who's Canadian. And she does, as far as I know, she doesn't own any Zim or Bond or Dinar or whatever, but she would really like to connect with this community.
Absolutely.
She's all about, she's a nature communicator and a psychic, and she she would, her project would be about animals. One? She needs a friend right now. And
it's not Maddie, is it?
Yeah, Maddie Kassam.
Yeah, the one who did my reading.
Yeah, it's her.
The crows, like right?
She'd like to join.
Of course she can. I told her way back when she could join. Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm going to forward her George's newsletter then, so she can
absolutely join
whenever she wants. Okay, great.
Yeah,
she's kind of lonesome over there in Montreal. Nobody to talk to.
I'll bet. Yep.
Yeah, no problem. You don't have to be you don't have to be a bond or currency holder to be part of a group. As long as you have a vision or
not. Just the heart. We just want the heart.
Got a vision. Yeah.
I know, and I know she's got the heart. So
definitely.
Super.
Thank you.
She's by the way. For those of you that don't know, when I had the my crow visits back in May. She's the pet whisperer that I, she has a connection to the ravens. Yeah. And for a year, she worked with some people who had problems with ravens. Anyway, she communicated with them and got it all straightened out, got lots of gifts from them and things like that. So she connected with my my crows very, very quickly and bang on. She was bang on. She was really, and she confirmed everything that I got intuitively. So it was wonderful for me to get that confirmation. Not that I don't believe, but it's just always wonderful to get it.
So she's the best nature communicator I've ever met in my life.
She's amazing.
Twice she has convinced a lost pet to go home. She doesn't find them, but she earns their trust psychically and they do what she tells them to do. One was my cat. And another one was the little Frenchie lost on a golf course in Arizona. And and he did exactly what she told him to do. So he found. And that's really hard.
Wow, that's
really, it's the hardest thing for someone like her to do.
Where is she located?
Yes, it is.
She's physically in Montreal, but she does everything remotely.
So Janie, when I first met Janie, she thought I was crazy. Still do.
Gotta work on that, LJ.
Yeah. But I had moved to another house and my cat got out and couldn't find her for like a week. And I contacted a pet psychic out of the state of Washington. And she was able, and I gave her a few little information about her. And she was able to connect and she said she's hiding. And there's a dog nearby with skinny legs. And well, what's interesting is there was a dog down the road with skinny legs. Anyway, the next morning she showed up on my doorstep, my cat.
Wow.
And
that was the call.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing, eh?
When I told Janie about it, she said, "You did what?"
He said he was locked in a garage, and I'm like, so they all do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She came home to me, and we had her until last year. Mm-hmm. She died.
Aww.
We had her a long
time. She passed away.
Yeah, she adopted me when I, she was probably 17, 18 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So she was a girl.
Hey, Mo, how are you?
Aloha, I'm good.
Aloha.
But I'm actually out back of my restaurant because it's so busy. I had to leave. I said, hey, guys, I'm cutting out for a bit. I got a real important Zoom meeting I need to be on. They're like, okay, okay.
No, that's great. That's great. Nice to see you.
Sure, I'm here and present, you know?
That's right. That's right. Holding the vibration.
Absolutely.
We're all holding it.
Been getting excited reading some of these posts. I'm like, wait, what does that mean? I read one that said 100 numbers, and I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You know what? We always say that there it's only just information. But yeah. However, I think that those posts, what they do is they help us keep our vibration up.
Yeah.
Right? Because the joy exactly. that you feel when you read it, when you read it, you felt that joy, it already lifted your vibration.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
been the
base,
you know, of keeping that vibration up to help everybody feel the same way.
Exactly. Yeah. But we all do that for each other in this group.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We all bring each other up, you know? I mean, a lot of the people, they're regulars, right? Twice a week, once or twice a week, it doesn't matter. But that's what it's for. It's not just to get to know each other, but it's also together we have a vibration, right?
Yeah.
When we connect and we keep it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love it.
Aren't like
every one of
great.
You guys. Yeah. It's so exciting. You know, we were talking this morning, Lois, myself, and Gio were talking about, you know, sort of what it's going to look like when our projects roll out. You know, some difficulties that we might have, and you know, we kind of like went off the beaten track a little bit, you know, because we got caught up in the details, right? And right. Basically, at the end of the conversation, I pretty much said, you know what, this whole process, not just our path and where we've come to today, has been about trust, but it's also mm-hmm. going to be exactly the same in the next part of our journey. It's all about trust. Right.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yes, we're going to have project managers to help us. Yes, we're going to have, you know, this, that, and the other person, you know, for advice and all this kind of stuff. But you do have to trust in this process. And the process is nobody's done this before.
Right.
We're all going to do it together. We're all going to hold each other's hands. And we know without a shadow of a doubt, at least I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, it's going to work. Mm-hmm. Right. There are no problems
sure.
because if there's a solution for every problem, there
we're
are gonna, no problems then,
we're
right?
Have,
it's just
we're gonna have
problem.
People pulling at but, others to catch up, and the other people are going to go, no, you're going too fast. Come back.
Well, problems are a 3D construct, right?
Yeah.
It was like fail or succeed. That doesn't exist where we're going. So there are no problems, right? Everything is going to just be in your path, including people or companies or whatever it is that you're going to need. It's going to be out in front of you. It will find you. So not
best,
to worry.
The best thing that everyone can do once we get started is just allow for the process to unfold and allow for the best possible outcome. Don't be too rigid in your thinking.
Exactly.
As soon as you become rigid in your thinking, then you're ruling out a whole bunch of other possibilities, which are could be better than what you're thinking. So if you allow for the best possible outcome, whatever that is, that's what you'll attain through synchronicity. That simple.
So you're practicing what we all have to become very expert at, which is praying, which is asking, and, mm-hmm. and then meditating, which is listening.
Allowing.
Yeah. And then contemplating, which is manifesting.
Perfection. Yep. All the same thing, just put into different words.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we'll all find our way to do that, right? That's going to feel natural.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is to relax and trust. Because yep. if you don't have the trust, nothing's going to work.
Yeah.
Well, we all have each other, too.
And right. we have each other, of course.
You yeah. know, that's yeah. one of the best parts of this whole thing is we're not in this by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we probably all had situations in our lives where you felt it's me against the world. Well, it's not going to be that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And there's a comfort in knowing that we are like, unlike, you know, some groups before the RV, you know, they're going to disperse after the RV. We're not going to. We're actually going to come more together because we're going to meet
more together.
More together. Yeah. Yeah. More together.
Precisely.
Yeah. So, and sure. and like Larry said, we're not alone, right? We are
a group, be our tribe.
Right. We're our family. That's right. A tribe. Mm-hmm. So we're not going anywhere after this. The fun's just going to get started. Right. Yeah. So, and we've had a lot of fun. And this year, I mean, it's been crazy. You know, teaching everybody that it's just information, but it yeah. still was fun.
What are you
I
talking
think it
about?
Was really fun.
What are you talking about not going anywhere? I'm going for a holiday afterwards.
Yes, I know you're going for
absolutely.
A holiday.
It's been great. Thanks to Steve, we keep buying currency. So,
you're yeah, not his supposed fault. To do that, LJ.
We have no food, but we have currency. So.
I'm with you. I have no food, but I have currency. Absolutely. Yep.
Ascension in the ranks.
Steve, do we have any new currencies that we should know
Anna
about?
Told me this is an
illusion. No, oh, brother. I haven't bought. Well, so.
Are you holding out on us?
Yes. Here's one thing that I did.
Some, you guys talked me into that.
Ah, well, she got hers. Yeah. Go, yeah.
So here's one thing that I did on one of the Mark Z ones. I can't remember which one he was, but he had talked about, you know, if you had a digital currency account, a multi-currency account, right? And he said that those digital currency accounts are supposed to be good, and as soon as the RV happens, they will flip over.
Uh-huh.
And there is a currency called one online currency one called Wise. WISE.com. So I did go on there a little while back and I threw $200 into this. I made this account and it's online and it's kind of offshore. It's not in Canada. And I threw $200 into it and got 3.4 million Vietnamese dong because that way you get actually really good rates. So it was like 17,995 to one, right? So yeah, 200 Canadian dollars got me 3.4 million Vietnamese dong. So it's sitting in this account. I've got a fancy little app on my phone, but I didn't buy anything else.
All right, she's writing it down just so you know.
I know, LG, I'm sorry. I saw her writing that down.
By the end of the call, we're going to have wise.com set up.
Well, you can hold multiple currencies in that account,
nice.
Right? And the one question it asked me is, why did I want this account? And it was like, and the one of the answers that popped up was, you want it outside of your country, mm-hmm. held outside of your country, right? So, but yeah, but it just gives you a really, really good rate compared to what you get at any of the currency exchanges now. It's yeah. closer to what the bank rates were, but it was easy. They take credit card.
Wow.
Okay, so explain to me, how are you going to do the exchange for that?
So it will be, I won't be doing, so technically, Luna, I won't be going into my redemption and my exchange to do the exchange there. I will be getting street rate.
You'll be getting street rate.
Oh, not okay. contract rate.
Right.
Okay.
Still not bad. Which is not bad.
Which is fine, right? It's just, I thought, you know what? I'll just throw it in there and see what happens. If it works, it works. There's $200, right? Yeah. So, but yeah.
And after okay. the RV, then that each one of those dong will be worth a dollar. And then you just cash it in.
Yeah.
Using
yeah. Well, yeah. And they've always talked about the Vietnamese dong being a lot closer to the Iraqi dinar than they keep saying for the street rate, because they say that the two economies are actually kind of tied together. So if the Iraqi dinar street rate comes out at 10 bucks, the Vietnamese dong, they Mark Zeal says is $2, but the economists are saying that won't be accurate. It'll actually be a lot closer to the $10, not the $2.
Yeah, my understanding of that, Steve, is that Iraq has invested a large sum of Vietnamese dong, and Vietnam has invested in a lot of Iraqi dinar.
Yes.
Yeah, dinar. Yeah.
They both hold them in each treasury, right?
Yeah.
So they're very tied that way. So that's why
they are
saying why their currencies will end up very close to each other for street rate.
No bark.
Yeah. So technically, LJ, I didn't buy any more currency. I just kind of, I see it. Yeah, that's it.
And you get a whole bunch. And then after the RV, you can get LJ a Tesla for every day of the week.
There you go. The cool part about it is it's not, it's more offshore. It's outside of your country, right? So I know we're going to a whole new system, and the government's not going to be able to touch anything that we have, but this one's at least outside of Canada, and I can move it to wherever I want.
Okay, I just wanted to digress just slightly here. I want to, all the people who are doing the convoy, I want to encourage everyone who's on that convoy to save your pictures and videos and stuff, just save them temporarily. Because afterwards, I'd like to be able to, once we get going, once we get our VPN going, I'd like to put a link in there, a place where we can show our history to our freedom.
How we got here, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all you guys who have pictures on the road, save them. Danny, we can't hear you.
You're on mute, Danny.
Danny.
Hey.
Can you
put horse in around?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So Sherry sent me a picture last night of when they were entering into Maryland, and it was very cool. And then we have one of them entering Ohio. That's really cool. And I think she posted the video of, we were laughing because we called the guy Mr. Bucket because he was in one of those bucket trucks.
Oh yeah.
And of course Sherry walks up and says, can I go up in the bucket and do a scan? It's a really cool video.
Okay,
hold on to that video and put, you know, put some verbiage to it so we'll know, we'll remember what it was all about, you know, instead of looking at a picture 6 months later and think,
it,
oh, what happened there,
crazy.
Who was that?
I'm loving the live feed. Sherry's walking around with the camera going right now, and it's like,
yeah. Like
a movie.
You know how we are all on this call and we're like family? Like we all just laugh and have a good time. When I went down to Cambridge, the first five people I met were people from Medina. That's where I live. Hour and a half. It was so weird. I was like, what? Medina, you know, it's like, and then Brook Park is even 35 minutes more north. So, I mean, it was like, this is really cool.
Harry's live.
Sorry.
We can't
That's
mess
right.
up. Hi, Sarah.
Our attention.
Yep, you and your loud friend.
Hi guys.
Hi.
I've been trying to get all y'all on to come on live and experience and experience what's been going on. You know.
Huh? Oh my
and
God.
And I jump on and I go, I'm coming on live. And let's see if I can climb this hill. Let's see.
Wow.
Danny, did Sherry send you that picture of that black yet?
No. I don't think she did.
I did. I got it. I got the black truck.
Did you send it to me?
Not yet.
Okay. I am telling you, this truck looks like you are.
Okay.
You can be followed down a dark alley, and this truck is like. He is Darth Vader. He's gonna kill you. I'm like, oh my god, I love that truck. It just looks like
a little bit
greet Biden at the White House.
Lit a little bit. Oh, I have a chain if you need a chain. Oh, you got a winch.
So where is Sherry?
She's in Maryland.
Hagerstown, Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah. Maryland.
Look, you guys, look. Wow, look at that.
Say hi, Canada.
Hi, Canada. Look. I mean, it don't look like there's very many, but then there's all the way in the back.
It goes all the way down.
Way back there in the trees.
Yep, yep.
Did the other convoy meet up with you guys?
We got some... The North Dakota and Montana one, they got stuck in a snowstorm.
Oh, so my goodness.
They're scraggling in. And I guess we have Alabama coming up, too. And you see the big flag?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good shot of it right now. But, oh, they're doing... So, Ted Nugent... Steve Bannon are going to be here tonight.
Woo. All right.
Nice.
Sweet. Well, Ted Nugent is a big, he's big on freedom guns and all that in Texas. And that. So
said he was going to join.
Steve Bannon, party. We're not going in until Monday, I guess.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, because tomorrow is Sunday and this is like church country. And, yeah. So they said if we would make a better statement if we did it on a Monday.
Yeah.
So and I talked to one of my truck driver buddies. He goes, well, what are you guys going to do? I said, well, we're going to stop on the 95 from what I understand. Well, what are you going to do after that? Sit? That's not move?
Party?
Surround the beltway? Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going to accomplish? I'm like, unbelievable. Nobody, apparently, whatever. They're sleeping. Love and light, right? And, exactly.
Well, we're first going to stop and take a look at the White House to check on all the congressmen and congresswomen and the president. That aren't there? Make sure they all went to work on Monday morning. Nice. Yeah,
right. So is Biden, I think Biden is doing Biden is doing a speech Tuesday.
Right.
I think. So that'll be big news, you know.
You're gonna be around.
I'm hoping they blow up the White House while we're there. Blame it on the truckers. Blame it on them truckers. Right?
And they will.
And,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys, there are so many people. There's a church up the road, and it's got a bunch more trucks up there.
Wow.
It's on go on to peoplesconvoy.org. And you can see the update. But they don't let the locations out until the morning. And so it's kind of like we just got to play it by ear.
Yeah, well, they don't have any new updates. It just says that they're in Hagerstown, Maryland right now.
Here's the kid with the black hat with the flag on his hood. He's moving.
Yeah, see it.
He's the one that lost the black hat. Here they go. They were doing that the other night, and it was so loud. I mean, it was
loud. How far are you away from that black truck?
You see,
not far enough.
The guy with the red shirt out there on top of the motorhome.
No,
the black truck is too right small.
No,
there.
Right.
Don't you love her? Me and Brad were on the phone with her yesterday, right, and she set light us down.
Yeah. I'm right there under that light pole.
Oh.
Yeah, under the light pole. We can see the light pole.
My truck is all over Telegram.
Yeah.
I started telling people, go to Urban Night Girl And then we figured out that we could post stuff on her chat. So I tell everybody, take a picture, say what state we're in, post it on her chat room. So then everybody's chat goes out from there. Then a girl in Ohio, she knew Urban Night Girl, so that started it. And then, so now we're just, I'm having everybody do each state. Post it on her chat.
Nice.
And that. Yep. Advertising. Red pilling. And that. But so, I thought I would share with y'all.
Don't forget to send Thank me you. The picture of the black truck.
I got him.
I
was just over there, walking over there.
I know. I see you should have joined while you were over there so I could tell everybody. Look at that truck.
Wait. I got to show you my setup. Oh, look at this guy. Hey, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Look at the seat covers. That's gross.
Oh, you got to go look at the back
windows. The back windows? Hi. Look at the back windows. Okay. Ah! Okay. Look here. Look, Claudia. Claudia's with the 48 gang. Here we are. This is my little spot. I got my grass.
Nice.
And I got my table. I got my chairs. So we can sit here and what we can watch trucks come in. Here we go. So this is what we're doing here. Okay.
So my husband's friend that met us down in Congress, Eric, yeah. In Cambridge, Amy says, why you got the grass? What are you doing, tonight? Playing putt-putt? Uh-huh. He was Hello. Like, why you got grass in there? You making putt? You playing putt-putt?
Pretending hey. Grass is greener on the other side.
Hey. Yes, she's still hanging out with me. They're my sleeping neighbors and my new neighbors. and then her husband helped me fix my one flagpole today because I pulled the self-tapping bolt out when I yanked on it to get my I was sitting up on top of the hood and that but yeah so I miss you guys
miss you
yeah
we're gonna be in it
have fun
we're gonna be in it a few weeks
yep
Yep. As long as the Have Canadians fun. Are up there, we got to keep doing it.
We're all waiting with bated
How
breath.
Are they doing up? How are the Canadian guys doing up there?
We're being Canadian.
I don't really think there's anybody up there anymore.
Oh, they are gone?
Yep.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. They were still up there.
As far as they told God. Everybody, they're gone. Yeah.
They're gone?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. Although, you know, that's not completely true because they're calling for people to go this weekend. They were calling for people to go this weekend. So they were planning something over the weekend.
They wanted a million man march or something. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. They wanted people lined up holding hands.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
You got one of them bugs on you.
That'd be great, actually.
They have weird bugs up here.
Yikes.
Yeah, Pablo had a little centipede on him.
And that's why they're called they're buggers.
Like, oh, wow.
They're what? They're called buggers?
Buggers.
Yo.
Joke.
Tell me the moon is purple and I'll believe you.
I got to run away.
All right.
Bye, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Did you guys see all the donations? Did you see all the no. donations when I was walking by down there?
No.
On the trailers? Oh, here. Here, we'll take a walk again. Oh, my gosh, I love your pants. Are you there now? Cute pants. Here, we'll walk down there again. Let me lock my door. Hi, how are you? I'm fantastic. I had to up the...
Where is the window one?
All the people
got the people's convoy on there now. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. All right, let's go this way. Yeah, when you're up there, it doesn't look like very many trucks. But there's a lot.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey.
You got more letters?
I do.
Okay, you got the People's Convoy. Put dot org.
Oh, dot. Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be smart.
I know.
So look at Robert. I show you Robert. Here's Robert's truck. Say hi, Canada. Here's nice. Robert's truck.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And then, oh my gosh, that's gorgeous.
We'll take a walk around. All right, so take a picture of that, Cher.
She can't take a picture while she's videoing. She's human.
No, I mean after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be nice. Deaf in another week, you guys.
Are you gonna walk your me past plug. My black truck?
What?
Are you gonna walk me past my black truck?
Yep. In a minute. Look at here. Look at that pretty Conestoga.
That's pretty.
Wow.
Right, look at this beautiful trailer.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Look at her cute pants.
Work on that.
Holy
cow. Say hi, Canada.
Hi, Canada. We love Canada.
Did you hear?
Thank you.
She said, we love Canada. She said, thank you. So there's the back.
Oh my God, that's nice. Beautiful, eh?
That is gorgeous.
Probably pretty funny to put that mural on, eh?
Stroll. Be so beautiful.
We're strolling the lot, you guys. Look at this pretty one.
Oh, that's pretty.
Is Wayne, Pennsylvania. We got non-potable water here. I guess that's for showering. That might be for showering when we get there.
You don't call
Joe it. In the hole.
What do you call
Joe
it?
Joe in the hole, gotta go.
Truck.
Joe in the hole, gotta go.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Joe in the hole, gotta go. I posted a meme on that. It was actually on the back of a truck. It was on the back of a pickup truck.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Sherry,
I posted it yesterday.
Sherry, are you talking to any of the truckers and like interviewing them and recording it at all?
Oh no. I've talked to too many truckers in my day. I drove trucks for 15 years. It's like I just chat with them.
The people. I mean the people are Oklahoma and California,
everywhere.
That's cool,
Montana,
yeah.
Tennessee, and Michigan. It is, and it's like being in one of our meetings.
Yeah.
I mean, you instantly love them all.
Sherry, do they do they have their families with them?
No, only a couple of the drivers do. Okay. Only a couple. So now look, you can see the flag way back there, right?
Yeah, way back there.
No.
Yeah, so we started out at Robert's trailers way up there. So now we're back here.
Wow, and look at this.
So we got all these bobtails here.
Jeez.
Right? And then there's way in the back, there's more trucks and trailers. When you're up there, you really can't see it, how impressive it is. And that, let's see. We got a little Indiana one.
Wow.
And we got, we the people are pissed off.
So
we got a tow truck back there.
How far along?
I don't even see all the way down there.
How long does the convoy stretch out when it's on the road?
70 miles.
Wow. Yeah, it's horrible. It took them 4 hours to get off the road last night. It's horrible. Me, I'm a little smarter than most sometimes, but look. See all the trucks way back there? Way back there.
Yeah.
There's all trucks back there. Say hi, Canada.
Hi,
Canada.
Hi.
Here we go. We gotta sign it. We have signed the thing. I'm gonna get some white pins and have them start signing the truck.
Oh, Brad's not listening.
Yes, I am, and I've already got to paint enough on that truck. Stop.
You're busted. You're busted, Sherry.
I am busted.
Well, I'm going to find me some white markers.
Got a pack to settle that one.
I'm informing the significant other that I'm going to get white markers so I can sign the truck.
Oh, nice. I'm like,
so here's the stadium where the racetrack is. And now we're roaming back this way. And then we got prayers, church, better get out of the road. This guy's awesome. So look at this kid's back of his truck, Brad.
Oh, Brad. Wow.
Looks like bars of silver.
Brad, are you looking? Are you looking, Brad?
Yes, I am looking. What is it?
Jewel.
Say hi, Canada.
Okay. Hey. Get away from, away from the truck, please.
Walk away. My significant other is telling me, walk away.
Walk away.
Back up. Keep backing up.
Beep, but look at the story. Beep. Look at the story. The story was made by my 20-year Army vet grandfather. He served World War II in Vietnam and recently suffered several major strokes and is unable to continue his work. Now I am creating and selling this jewelry to help advance the cause of freedom through media creation production, along with participation, civil rights and freedom movements. I think he would have been proud of that. Thank you so much, Quentin.
Very nice.
Come on, you guys.
And you know what? Yeah. It's his jewelry that's getting me back home. I had enough money just to get here, and I was hoping that I would be able to have enough money to get back.
There you go.
And I do now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He probably marked this about.
Are you staying till tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to be here as long as I can afford to stay here.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Sherry, how much is that stuff?
It's cheap. It's what he's asking for. Some of it is really cheap. Like this is $21. This one's $21. This one is $45. It's all real stones. These are just crystal beads, but there's all stones. And that, it's beautiful stuff.
Do you want to buy one and for me, and I'll send you PayPal?
What do you want?
What do you pick?
Huh?
You pick it.
I'll pick it?
Yep.
Okay. I'll pick one.
Okay.
All right. I'll let you know. I'll pick it in a minute. I'm going to go show you your truck so I can let you guys get going.
Yay! I can see my black Darth Vader death truck.
So I signed here.
Picture of a horse on it.
I'm right here.
No, it doesn't. I told him you need to have one of those skulls, the pain skulls, on the front of the truck. I said, because coming down the road, kiss your ass goodbye.
That's a F650 right there. Oh, that's a badass truck.
Wow.
Right
there.
Oh, that is cool.
And then we got a line for, I don't know what we're going over here, dinner. Must be dinner, I think. And then I signed right here, look.
We the people. Yeah.
Nice.
Sherry from Texas.
Look where I got the idea from for the white markers. You can blame it on her.
Sign your have them sign on your flag.
No, the flags are toast. The flags are toast. The flags are toast. And I'm like, you know what? It's gonna get a new paint job. It's history. Why not? Look at the beautiful Dalmatian. Oh my gosh. There's a pretty.
Is that a real Dalmatian or a pit bull with spots?
It's a Dalmatian. That ain't no pit bull. Oh my gosh. There's been a couple Great Danes out here that, they're like standing up to my waist. Look at all the donations.
Wow. Look at that.
There's two trailers. Wow. So, and then, here. So we have five trailers. So this is going to make six.
That's amazing.
Hang on.
Great.
So there's two trailers.
Huh?
That's beautiful. That's where everybody's so helping everybody. That's filling, how it's supposed to work.
They're going to be filling this one. They're filling this one up. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be our sixth trailer.
Wow.
That we're filling up. Yeah, we came in. Claudia and I came over and got some grapefruit water and cinnamon applesauce. Coming around to your truck. Hang in there.
Well, that guy without the money, here's with selling the jewelry, he's got food then if he needs it, right?
Hi, honey.
There is no, I mean, anybody that comes.
I did. I got
get to eat for free.
We didn't get to do the joke.
No, I did, though.
That's how much food there is.
He went to see it to get gas, and I pull in, and there he is, and I went. So I put the hat on, and I come up. I said, hey, how you doing? He goes, well, that's my hat. You're the lady with my hat. He knew right away.
No, yeah. Well, I think everybody was selling it.
Yeah, there's a lady with his hat.
But it would have been better if we did it.
It was so good. It worked out.
I'm just sitting over here. I'm going to go use the bathroom.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're coming up to your truck now. So. Here we come. There it is. There it is. Here it comes. Here you go. Look at all the horns on the back.
Wow. Wow, look at that. Freedom.
You got to go to the front.
Not for
yeah,
hire.
I'm going to the front. I'm starting in the back. Look at all the horns.
Wow. Look at all the horns.
Wow.
Wow.
Jackson, I mean, look at the flag in the paint.
Ooh,
see the flag? Nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's an eagle.
I didn't
here.
Even notice that.
There's a POWMIA down there.
Mm-hmm.
Got flames and an eagle. There's a front.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look what he did with the headlights. He Ooh, made wow. circles in them. And then. All right, so now we'll back up.
Yeah, back up, because wow. he's got that thing over the windshield, and yeah, you visor. Just picture Sun walking visor. Down a dark alley and that thing coming up behind you and thinking, holy crap, I'm going to die.
Your father.
And it says, all gave some. Yeah. And, oh, excuse me. Hi. And who is that?
No, hi.
We got a lot of them. The Negative K gang is right here. They're where are they? They're all back over in here. Oh, sorry to put the sun in your eye. They're all back here. There's Mickey's car. There's Michael.
Wow.
Funny story on that one. So I'm sitting there, and a woman gives me, these two gentlemen give me $20. Then a lady come up an hour later, she give me $50. And so Noesha and Tony were having a hard time. There's another story behind that. So I give Noesha the $20. So then the next morning we're painting this Winnebago RV thing here with the red lettering right there. Freedom Truckers and that on that Winnebago back there. So we're painting that. This woman comes up to me and she says, well, hi, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine. And she's like, here, I have a card for you. There's just a little prayer and a note in there for you. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. You know, I give her a hug. And then I look at it and she goes, well, you just, you know, you can hold on to that. And I'm like, so I look over at Tony and Noesha. She goes, well, you can share it.
I opened it up and there's $250 in it. So I gave
that's so Tony awesome.
And Alicia the $150 and I kept the $100 because they need more gas money. Here's that big one of the big Great Danes. Look.
Oh wow, he's big.
Wait, there you go. He's almost up to my waistline. But, and so it all worked. It was weird. It was just so weird because they needed some cash and divine timing. How those people chose me, you know, it was like, I don't know.
That's awesome, though. Well, that's yeah. awesome.
That's a beautiful
story.
It is. Yeah. It is a good story. Yeah. My truck's getting fuller back there. Uh-oh.
She goes, I can't find my last night. Last night, Sherry's going, I can't find my scarf. I can't find my scarf. I'm like, Sherry, you're living out of your truck.
It's I found amazing. It.
I mean, it's totally understandable that you can't find your scarf.
Right. I found it. Oh, no, look what I did with it, though. I wrapped it around the seat.
Good.
That good. Way I can find it.
Sherry?
Yes?
How many hours, once you get on the road, how many hours till you get to Washington State?
I think it's only like 103 miles.
They're close.
Oh,
they're
you're not that far, far at all.
Yeah, no, it's not that far at all. But to get this
convoy to get
this thing all geared up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It takes a good 50 miles just to get it geared up and going.
Yeah.
And of course, the four-wheelers don't want to behave themselves.
No, of course not. Imagine that. Do you guys know where you're gonna end up? Are you because it's all sectioned off, right? The White House.
So you're gonna... I don't know. They got somebody scoping it out, but okay. What's gonna be funny is because we're going on the 95 down the 95 into DC, you know, and then the trucks are gonna stop and block the interstate. Where the four-wheelers are going from there, I don't know. But I think we're going in. The trucks can't go on in on the foreign soil. That's right.
So Cher, how many of the truckers that you've talked to or the people that you've talked to, how many of them actually know that there's nobody at the White House?
Not very many, eh? But they're about freedom and all that. And they get it, but they're not very much awake. You know,
yeah.
And all that. And
well, they're about to get it pretty soon.
They're going to get it soon, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, we know the deal, and it's kind of, you know, it is what it is. Nothing can stop what's coming in that.
No, I know.
Hello, Mahalo. Yeah. All right, Mahalo, how do you pronounce your name?
Hello?
Mahalapua.
Mahalapua. Sounds like a song.
I didn't want to mess it up.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I know Mahalapua. That I do know the Wuma Wuma Nuka Nuka Apua. It takes a long time to learn the fish name over there.
Yes, it does.
Sure does. That's
beautiful.
Yeah, so I deal with the kids going holo holo, I gotta go holo holo, you know.
Yeah.
But so it ought to get interesting. But yes. Like I said, we got Ted Nugent, Steve Bannon. We have no clue, but we don't even know what time this thing's gonna start.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll hear.
I was worried because I had heard reports that they have. Well, who knows what's true, right? But they were saying that they have foreign people coming in to, you know, hurt the truckers.
Well, I did take a video of some drama that was happening. We had a fight invader.
Okay.
Come in. I'll show you. I'll put the video on the thing, and he was protesting. You know what was protesting? You know, I think it might be. I don't think it's part of the movie, but that we have to be careful when they do that because in how they report the news. Sometimes they set things up
the White House set things up like that just to see what they report?
What? Yeah. Yes. What's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know, there's only 20 trucks here, and there's a few people. You know, there's a few people in 20 trucks.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. When it took them 4 hours to get off the interstate. Unbelievable. It's big. Uh-oh. And there's helicopters there filming it. There's all kinds of drone footage all over YouTube.
Wow.
And, yeah. But it's huge. Mm. And like when I went up on that hill, I mean, it doesn't do it any justice that how many, it looks like there's only a few trucks, but there's not just a few trucks here. It's quite a few. But all the trucks came in here last night, and they sent the cars to the church. And that there was the church made a bunch of food for a bunch of people. So that was nice.
That's nice. Yes, very nice.
Yeah, they sent a few of the truckers up there, and then they brought them back down here. But the North Dakota guys are supposed to be coming in anytime. I'm waiting for them. I'm just going to go live again. You know, it's hard to give a time frame when they're coming in and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Going live, and, you know, and everybody's busy doing dinner and whatever.
I know.
Yeah.
Sherry, don't forget to save all your pictures and video, for later.
Yeah. I don't have that much pictures. I got lots of pictures, but I don't, the video, because I don't know how to, when I go to upload it, it just takes forever to upload, and then it takes up a bunch of space. And so, I'm not very, very savvy with all that, Gio. I need you to help me. How do I do a Zoom call on World Benevolence Group?
You hit the button at the top.
I don't know how to do that.
Up at the top. WBG in Telegram, right at the top. There's I think there are dots or something.
Yeah.
Right? Just look, there's a menu. There's a menu up there, and it'll tell you.
Okay. I'll go check it out.
And don't
maybe it'd be make sure if to I get it on Zoom. I mean, yeah.
Can you take some pictures of those really cool trucks that you showed us with the murals and stuff?
I got some of them. I got a lot of them in there in the thing already here.
I have a special request. So you got my Darth Vader truck, my black truck, right? So I want my black truck. And Brian said there's a really green that looks like a bug.
The one with the green, he had the green lights?
Green Hornet.
Chartreuse green.
I think I got a picture. I might have got a picture of him last night, but I don't know if it came out right because the sun was starting to come down. So, when it goes kind of dark.
Well, as you're walking around, if you see that Chartreuse truck, take a picture of that one because Brian said it looked like a bug. It was really.
So Brian's sitting in the truck, and next thing we know, I'm watching him. He's going down on the on-ramp watching film. It's taking pictures of all the trucks coming off the off-ramp.
He's got the best videos. He's got the best videos. But I can't share them because I can't share them.
Yeah, I don't do very good that way either. Then I get it to where I have too much data I've used in that, and I don't know how to undo. I'm a blonde. I'm old.
No.
I'm technically challenged somehow, not really, but not in a bad way, you know, it's all good.
If you want, but
no, do
you? You don't have to hold it like that.
Well, you tell me, it's just pictures, Luna, Danny.
Yeah, but let's see, who we got coming in now? We got, that's Maryland. I'm waiting for the South Dakota ones to come in. And the North Dakota and the Montana, there's a few here, but not very many. Then I was sitting up here, so let me show you what I was doing. Let's see. Poor Danny and Brad were getting car sick. They were getting car sick. Hey, oh, here comes a nice truck and trailer. Oh, I had to rearrange the back of the truck.
Good.
Oh, hang on.
She's climbing in the
truck. We gotta go up. We're going up. I broke my pole, and my neighbor helped me fix it. Good thing I brought lag bolts with me. Okay. All right, this is the best seat in the house right here.
Wow, well, look at that sky.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, this guy's got a, it's a bobtail and a camper. I'm going to open my orange juice. Hold on. Here we go. All aboard truck train. Oh, we got a bunch of trucks coming in, you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the North Dakota guy.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey.
That looks like a railway yard.
Here we go one. We go off. Yeah,
it does.
If you put the press where all how you can see the view of everybody on the upper left-hand corner is how it is on mine. You can see a bigger picture of her speaking.
Yeah.
That looks so awesome. So patriotic.
That's Virginia.
This is so cool to see.
Oh, we got some Jeeps coming in. Look, Brad. Your son should be here, little pill.
I am telling you, that was so much fun, you guys.
Yeah.
And it was so nice to be around all of like you guys, like us, all day.
Yeah. All day. My God. Yeah.
Never felt so comfortable, so good. And it was, everybody was friendly.
You get that,
there wasn't
you get that from everybody. Everybody's I feel at home here. You know, like everybody says that. It's like, you are. These are all like-minded people.
Right.
That's right. We're not the crazy ones. Right. The other ones that are crazy.
Sherry, could you get a picture of them clouds out there? Look up there above you, right behind you there. Those clouds are beautiful.
They are gorgeous.
Look at them. Pull it up higher there.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they don't look like chemtrails, so that's a good thing.
No.
No, we had a lot yesterday. A lot. We had a lot of... Hey, hi! What are you doing? I'm fantastic. How are you? We come down there and say, I need to put my tennis shoes on and get my boots off. I made breakfast this morning. We had cheese, sausage, and crackers with Dijonnaise for breakfast. They didn't have no donuts or anything this morning. This was the first stop. They didn't have anything for breakfast. And that. I'm walking carefully. See? I got my cargo net here. And that. All right, hang on. Gotta get out. There's only cars coming right now.
Heck, if there was a Dunkin' Donuts near that truck plaza there, they'd be sold out in a half an hour.
What was that?
I said, if there was a Dunkin' Donuts nearby, they'd be sold out in half an hour. Wouldn't have any more the rest of the day.
Right. Look at this dog here with his tongue. The bulldog with his tongue. That's Lily. That's Lily.
So cute.
I know, right? There's so many cool dogs out here. And that. What did you find this?
All the way down there.
What do we got?
Over by the stadium. It's pulled pork sandwiches and a brownie. And then they have And then they have hot chocolate and they have coffee.
Okay.
So, and then there's drinks behind it too. So over by the stadium, over there.
Okay. Go up and get in line.
Yeah.
Gotta get the tailgate. No, you gotta get that. It's always about the tailgate. Yeah, look at my four letters, you guys. They're all falling out. I gotta redo them. I'm waiting till I get down to DC. I'm rushing to do them.
Sounds like a tailgate party.
Huh?
It is.
So loud. It's like I climb in my truck about 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, and I just just tune it out. I tune it out. It's so loud. Yeah, they were shooting off fireworks at 11 o'clock last night.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They were just getting started.
Oh, this guy's got an air horn. They had 3 porta potties. They brought in 17 at about 10 o'clock last night.
I would think you'd need a few. We were laughing when we saw 3. We're like, really?
Yeah.
You have no idea what's coming your way.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty good so far. Besides that girl,
Sherry, tell them about, oh crap. I forgot what I was just going to say.
It's all right. I have a Subway $10. I have a Dairy Queen $15.
This is what I wanted to say. Tell them the story about the one guy that thought he was going to come in and sell $8 hot dogs.
Really? Which one was that guy?
Yeah. Everything is free here. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody donated and came in and they donated cooking. And there was one guy that thought he was going to come in and sell hot dogs for $8. He didn't sell one. Ha!
Yep.
Yeah.
It don't matter who you are. It don't matter who you are. It's like you come here, if you're here, you're eating for free.
Right.
Wow. And it's really amazing. It really is amazing. I'm trying to wipe my hands off. And shit, I'm dropping you guys. Oh wait, why don't I get smart and use my new phone holder?
Yeah.
I'm like so tickled with my I can do all kinds of stuff now. I can put makeup on while I'm driving if I wanted to, or I can do anything. I don't have to hold my phone.
Turn it around so they can see what it looks like when you're going down the road.
Hang on. There we go. So when I knew, I guess you guys can travel with me.
You can see out her front. Time. It's very cool.
Yeah. And you just jump in and jump out. And when we start rolling, I'll put we're rolling on the wall on WBG. Mm-hmm. And I'll put it on live and you guys can watch and roll with me.
Yep.
Now you can put it back on you.
Okay.
Because we'd rather see you than the white truck.
Than the white truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. There was a couple of cars that were parked on that truck that were parked up on that hill. And they were sliding down the hill. Like, yo. Yeah. It's crazy. What's my Hazel doing? Where is she at?
I don't know.
She's not on today. She's not on today.
Yeah, they were on.
They're
hot on it. They were on earlier.
Was she on earlier?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not so long.
I heard the baby. Okay. I heard the baby's making noise on her mic. She turned it off.
The kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad changed the flag. I just realized that.
Yeah. Well, wait. No. So I go get coffee this morning at the gas station, the Sheets gas station down here. And this kid is from Plano, which is just one city over from me. And he says, do you know that your flag is upside down? I said, no, I did not know it. We were trying to figure this out the other day. Is it supposed to be red up or white up? And so I said, well, I guess I'm just going to leave it upside down. So it's upside down. Oh, well.
He said the country's in distress.
Well, Texas isn't in distress, but I need to flip it back over. I'm such a dork.
Yeah, I did not know that every single way the flag is figured out.
Sherry, you better put the flag back right up, otherwise you're going to think United States belongs down under.
Right? Right?
Well, the other thing is, too, Cher, that's the incorporated flag, right? So upside down is probably not a bad thing. Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. That's what I said. I said, well, that might be not a bad idea. Just leave it like that. You know, the American flag one should be upside down, too. I've had controversy on that. It should be upside down, too. You know, and so, what time is it? It's only 3:30?
Yeah.
Good grief. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, we're just, hanging out. Just
hanging out.
Hanging out. And, They said there's going to be somebody else here too, and I don't know who it is yet. Well, I think it's a mystery. What's that?
Elvis coming?
Supposedly, who's Kid coming? Rock.
Kid Rock.
Ted Rock.
Cool. Wow. Kid Rock. Well, I think
Kid Rock, really?
Yeah, but I think he's Mike Lindell. Ooh. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I think Mike Lindell is Kid Rock. I'd seen him somewhere a long time ago. And I think it is. Well, he was
there. I don't think so. Kid Rock is a lot smaller than Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell is bigger.
Who is it? Wait, I get it up wrong. Who is it, Brad? Are you there, Brad? I must be in the doghouse.
You have to unmute yourself, Fred.
You're not in the doghouse, and it is Mike Lindell, but they ain't the same person. I would go as far as saying father and son.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Who in the hell is sending this?
I love her. I love her, Fred.
What? What's that?
I love you.
Are we laughing at me?
Yeah, I just feel like, who the hell is sending me this?
I like the way she says, are we laughing at
me? Well, okay, so I went on Truth Social to get on Truth Social. Truth Social doesn't have thing for Android, right? So I'm like, why am I getting all these crazy freaking text messages from this stupid thing? And it's like, swipe away. It says, Sherry, can you keep a secret? Whatever. Like, whatever. I'm not playing the Truth Social game. So I'm about ready to delete it off of my phone. Because, it's like, okay, what are we doing now with the Truth Social? It's supposed to be safe and whatever and whatever. It's not. Oh, bless you, young man. We've been trying to keep it cleaned up over here. Well, look at you go. You're awesome. Our trash can started overflowing, so we put trash bags, and we've been trying to keep it picked up around here. And we're not leaving a mess. You know those. Mm-hmm. Trash cans are
right. Yeah.
But, yeah. Then a lady brought a bunch of blankets. They were a few trucks over from the Minky Fabric Fabric Company, and nice. They're out wandering around distributing them out.
Oh, bye.
Bye, bye. Bye, Larry. Love you. Thank you.
Bye, Larry.
But yeah. So anyway. And I'm just, we're hanging out. I'll try to go live later when they do the Steve Bannon. If Steve Bannon's coming, that ought to be cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That should be really cool. Yeah.
And believe it or not, Kid Rock, if he comes, he wrote a couple of songs that are very current lyrics.
Yeah.
And
I heard that.
And he is really smart politically. Mm-hmm. So... he should be interesting.
Same with Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent, too. I've been on his Facebook page for years.
Yeah.
And actually, I think I'm on his Telegram. Or I was on his, I don't remember. But he's political, too. No, he's not running for politics, but he gets in your, he's not afraid to get in your face.
Right.
And say something.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. Well, I was talking to another truck driver friend of mine today, and he's like, what are you guys trying to do down there? Like, really?
Has no clue.
I know.
I
can't even tell you how many people said, what are you going for the convoy?
He's interrogating.
What about all those people in Ukraine? I'm like, wow.
Wow.
I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, but it's working. That was supposed to be the distraction. Yep. And it's working on some of these people.
Just got an update.
Okay.
Okay, so the rally is going to begin at 5 o'clock. You hear from the convoy's organizers, medical doctors, U.S. Freedom Flyers, and truckers as they share their inspiring stories and deliver patriotic messages of freedom. We will be unfurling the giant American flag in the Park Union area following the speakers. Come out and be part of history as we continue to push forward. See you there and Godspeed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go. What time is it now? It's only 3:30. You're good there. I'm not going nowhere. Okay, that's right. That's right. Wait. Look over here. Look over there. Over here. You have to look at my passenger.
Your passenger.
You know who that is, right? It's your president.
Have you seen my flag?
Doug Biden, Trump. No, that's not Trump. That's JFK Sr.
JFK?
Yeah, you'll find out. Look on the back.
I already know.
Okay.
I was following you for years.
There you go. I'm one of those crazy people from downtown Dallas.
Watch X-22.
I listen to it, yeah, sometimes. I used to all the time, and now I just occasionally.
I don't watch it as much. I used to watch it a lot.
Yeah, in the beginning I watched them a lot, but well, I'm one of those crazy people in Dallas.
What?
That's all right. Well, this is my house right now.
Are you gonna stay in bed all day?
There you go. It works.
I love it.
There you go. There you go. That's how I get messages, updates like that. So, let me get back over there. There you go. There we are.
But anyway,
what?
There you are.
Yeah. Oh, did I go away?
Yeah, you were back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you're better now.
I got a text message from the people's.org, convoy.org. And that's what I was reading. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could hear you. Okay. Well, I'm just learning this. So I can't read text messages when I'm on Zoom calls.
No, you can, because we can hear you. We can hear you. We just can't see you.
Right. Okay. Okay. And all the drones out here, oh my gosh, they're everywhere. They were everywhere last night.
I can't believe how fast they are. Zing!
Yeah, they're fast.
Zing! I mean, they were like lightning fast. The drones. It was really. Yeah. Me and Brian are gonna, you know, what's his name? Trevor Bauer, who used to be our pitcher for the Cleveland Indians, and right before the,
you can say hi, man.
Game, he cut his thumb and he couldn't pitch in the championship.
Welcome to the convoy.
This is Claudia. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
She's one of the 48 gang, the downtown crazies.
Right there in Dallas.
In Dallas, yep.
It's just so wonderful to be part of this plan.
Yeah, are your hands frozen?
No.
Okay.
They might.
Okay, you're not frozen. Dead.
Bless you guys.
I got an update where the thing starts at 5 o'clock in the stands. I just got an update for it. It's 3:30 right now. So we'll go over there about 4:30-ish. Yeah.
Bye, Mary.
Good.
Okay.
Hi.
She's a, sweetheart.
Take care, honey.
She's one of the crazy cute people too. And Then we got a couple more crazy Q people down, a couple of cars down that way. It's funny. It's funny. But yeah, so I don't know, gang. It's going to get interesting. I've been warned by two people that we're going to be, might not be very pleasant down there, but stick it out to the end.
Think positive, Cher.
Oh, no, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, you know me. You know me, the best.
I know you. Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and don't get goaded.
Everybody wants to always talk about Biden and all that bullshit. Ukraine.
Nah,
I said,
look, you guys, just say,
I said they're blowing the stuff up and nobody's getting hurt. And
now remember, do you understand me? No, I do not understand you.
Right. Now I do need to go to Chris Hauser's video and look at the watch the video about getting arrested. And that, because if they try to force me out of the car or the truck or something like that,
right?
I do need to go watch that video.
Yeah.
And so I know what I'm doing when they arrest me, so I can slam a couple million billion or a couple, what is it, $4 million liens on all of them. That's how you do it. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, just stick to no fear. You know, they think they're gonna whoop you and, you know, beat you or put you in fear. And it's like, you ain't making me fear nothing. So here's a funny story, guys. So Brad and I, we go down to go get a passport, right? So I got the birth certificate, the driver's license, and the social security card, right? Where did I leave my driver's license?
Oops. There?
It's at home with the birth certificate and the social security card on the desk.
Oh, well. At least you know where it is.
Yep. So I forgot I was going to ask Brad to send me a picture of it, but that might bring on. We'll just leave it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I've been arrested for about that years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. I told myself that last night. Don't forget to go to the Chris Hauser video and make sure I watch that, so I know that. Don't say anything. Don't go behind the podium. Don't go into the courtroom.
You don't have to give your name either. Don't give your name.
No, you don't. You can't. You don't want to give your name.
You guys coming out of Texas?
No. Yes.
No, because
yes. Oh my gosh. Bless you. Oh my gosh.
You're welcome.
Let me give you a hug.
Oh my.
Oh my. Hold on, guys. This nice young man here. What's your name?
Joseph.
Joseph. I'm Sherry.
All right. Okay.
You're awesome.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, you too. Yes, it will.
$100.
$100. Wow.
Hey, isn't that nice, eh?
Wow, that's beautiful. He's going up to trucks randomly and giving money. That's amazing.
There's a table up in the front that says Lost and Found in the People's Convoy or a white tent in front of the buildings. You'll see it. Go a little bit to the right, about 100 yards. And it'll be on your left.
That's what I mean, is that people want to give to this cause so bad. You just walk up and they're just, everybody is so nice. Like, if they couldn't cook, they feel bad, and they were planning on paying for food. So they give $20. Here you go, $20. They're just like, it's amazing.
It cost me $70 to fill my, to put half tank today.
Yeah.
It's like, why did they pick me? I mean, there's so many people out here. Oh, you know what? There's a young lady that was looking for gas because she was running low on gas money. I'll give her half. She came up to me and asked me if she knew where she could get gas money from.
Aww.
So there we go. I'll give her $50.
It's, hey, Sherry, it's the halo you got glowing above your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a halo.
You're good.
It's unbelievable. Good. I mean, it really is. Yeah. It
renews your faith in humanity, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why I want to share this with you guys, because it's just so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. We love you, honey.
I love you all. I got to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Call me later or text me when you're on going live.
Wow. All righty. Oh, that was nice. We got a nice update.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Nice live one. That's good. Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah. Do we have any questions from anyone?
No.
No, no questions?
Probably should call it a day, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Might be an idea. Okay. Let's call it a day.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, y'all.
All right. I'll see you in a little while, Brad.
Right. Okay.